You're with SBS Radio.
It is a response exhibition. It's a response basically to the way that myself and the artists are feeling about, I guess, the hoo-ha associated with the event. There's quite a lot of money and infrastructure going into the celebrations of James Cook's arrival and Banks's arrival to our shores 250 years ago. And we have something to say about that. It's quite phenomenal, actually appalling, how much money from our economy is pouring into something that represents so much pain for us as Aboriginal people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Captain Cook, actually, when they say he discovered Australia and things like that, he was not the first European to arrive here anyway.
Oh, there's no way. And he actually was not a captain. So he was a lieutenant, and a captain has been kind of called this. So he's been created as a kind of legendary figure. And Captain Cook, I think, somewhere along the line, sounded good within text. But that's up for the individual to read the full history, which is quite a long story anyway, but in fact he was a lieutenant. So by the time he and Banks arrived in the Endeavour to our shores, there'd been at least 50 ships that had arrived to our country on our shores with their people, their crews and their people.
Yeah.
So I think the marketing of it is just really extremely over the top.
And of course it's befitting to retell the story the way it was, because Australia before that had been also, Indigenous Australians were trading with neighbouring countries, and
absolutely,
that's not quite well documented in our national narrative, which is something that I believe Rite of Passage, which is the name of the exhibition, would aim to probably tell as well.
Yeah, so we want to express how important those rites of passage are. And so I'm speaking about, you know, like rites to rituals and ceremony and language. And the depletion of language is a very serious thing when it comes to culture. So you cut language and you're cutting a culture, you're hurting, you're diminishing understanding of the way to be.
Yeah.
And this is just so important as part of an Aboriginal context.
Now, the language is very important, because it's not just words that we speak. Language, words have a very, very strong connection to the people, the culture, the history, the knowledge of the people who use that language.
Oh, there are like layers upon layers of importance traced against language. And I think also, so personally, within my story, my family story, I'm well aware that language ceased with my grandmother. So that was only two generations ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really sad.
So
and
the language disappeared.
Well, the language disappeared out of fear. So
yeah.
My great-grandmother, who I remember, was fearful of teaching my grandmother language, because they were afraid that she would be taken away.
Wow.
And completely assimilated into a white way of being. So there's layers upon layers of reasons why language is so important, and it's part of that rite of passage for all cultures to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the exhibition I see here that also reveals how the artists define themselves, not only that as individuals, but also as voices of their families and their ancestors. Like you just said, your own language went to sleep. So, and these artists are also now telling their voices and bringing their stories out there.
Yeah, so the entire project, entire exhibition, the publication, it really is a collaboration between myself and the artist. And so we're having this discussion about our rites of passage and how we present that through artwork, project, text, Yeah, and each artist has their own individual story, and they're also representing their people.
So it's a kind of autobiographical in a way?
Most definitely.
Yeah. This work will tell their stories, but there's also an element, and one thing that is rarely covered in media is the intergenerational pain and trauma linked to this colonization that's ongoing.
Absolutely. And intergenerational pain is real. You know, I mean, we face this, we're reminded of this every January. It is appalling that we, I guess, have to protest the fact that whiteness is reminding us every year that they reign. So yeah. they dominate, yeah, in terms of this ridiculous reminder every January 26th, which is the date that the actual fleet hit our shores. And there's just nil acknowledgement in terms of a mainstream,
yeah,
way of thinking, which is very upsetting and distressing and causes so much pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rite of passage actually has a very, very, very strong meaning. It's not just, it's the passage from a stage in one's life into another stage, usually a better stage or a bigger stage in one's life. Yeah.
Yeah, a transition. There are a lot of different meanings for this exhibition. So it's titled Rite of Passage. We're talking about our rites, as in R-I-G-H-T as well.
Yeah.
And also those transitions that are taking place in a contemporary sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a colonial sense. So the artists have eloquently displayed this. So what the artwork they're presenting is phenomenal. Yeah.
When you say right, there's also the notion of sovereignty. Is it exhibited and illustrated in those art pieces?
Well, absolutely, because the artists are using their black activism,
yeah,
to take a stance as sovereign people of this nation.
And this brings us back again to that date, Invasion Day. Day of sorrow, day of mourning, and Captain Cook,
yeah,
celebrations, and yet it's got a completely different meaning and completely different connotation to
for Aboriginal people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's if anything, it's completely and utterly insulting.
Yeah, and tell us about some of the artists who are exhibiting.
It's just a phenomenal lineup. They're all brilliant artists. We have artists that are at various levels of their career. So we have senior artists, mid-career artists, and emerging artists.
Yeah.
So Glenys Briggs, Megan Cope, Nikki Cumston, Carla Dickens, Julie Goff, Lola Greeno, Leah King-Smith, Jenna Lee, Cal McGregor, Mandy Quadrio, and the phenomenal Judy Watson. QUT Art Museum,
yeah,
is a large museum that is holding their work so beautifully. The exhibition started out as a small idea and it just grew. We changed venues halfway through the planning of process of the exhibition. The artists were just 100% on board. And just been a fantastic process for us all.
It will be running sometime there in Queensland, and I gather it's also going to be travelling to other parts of the state or the country.
Yes. So the exhibition opens here in Brisbane at the QUT Art Museum. From here in Brisbane, the exhibition runs from the 7th of March through to the 10th of May.
Yeah.
And then we tour the exhibition to Northside Contemporary Arts in Cairns, which is formerly Kick Arts, so it was Kick Arts, and they've had a name change and an update to their building.
Yeah.
And it's running there in Cairns on the 24th of September through to the 21st of November.
Yeah. And just before I let you go, how can you summarize this or any word of...
Perhaps I shall read something from the book, Rite of Passage.
Yeah.
I will quote myself in saying, these consummate storytellers practice their rite of passage, expressing their voice and actions in song or sound or material or surface. These are continuing practices for Aboriginal people. They share with us these poignant virtuosities, forming works that elucidate two worlds. What may be called art is in fact communication. It's education. These leaders are teachers beyond masters and are demanding that you listen as our utopia is raging. Above all, we need to develop a voice together and commit to one reality, that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.